If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Do you like to travel? Do you like to travel to the Caribbean? Do you like to travel and meet attractive and possibly men or women to see? Have you had a conversation with the person you're coming to see and you're really excited about it? Then, let's say you show up and they're a dog. Well, have I got a deal for you. We here at Sloppy Seconds Tour and Travel.
Copyright.
We can easily pop in a new person for any time. Going to the Bahamas? No problem. Going to Nassau? Any of the Leewards? No problem.
What if I wanted to go to Thailand?
Also possible. We even have some prospective ladies for you.
Ooh.
That's right. If you don't have another girl in mind, we have several you could call. Or maybe a boy, if you like.
In there.
Some may call us pimps, but we say we're making and bringing people together. So, don't worry if you barely know their name. Just do an X in the spot where it says name. It's fine. Pop in your new girl or boy's name, and we're off, and you won't even know you were with that old troll. Here at Sloppy Seconds Travel, we just want to make sure... Traveling Tours. Here at Sloppy Seconds Traveling Tours...
Copyright.
We just want to make sure you have the best experience possible, and you deserve it from you've spent so much money coming there and a lot of human growth hormone to look your best on the beach. Shouldn't you have what all American red-blooded sex tourists want? A woman who wants to please you at every opportunity possible. So call us at Sloppy Seconds Tour and Travel. Because if she's not the one, we can find you the one.
Sloppy Seconds Travel is not responsible for you getting your wallet stolen or getting your liver taken.
Or definitely any STDs. Oh, sure I can have a baby after 45. Let me throw these chicken bones. I never thought I'd have a blonde American wife. But when I brought you that ranch dressing, I knew I'd be your dipping sauce for life. I booked a dream vacation on a tropical isle. I only wanted to bone. Oh, how could I have known that I'd wind up knocked up and really pissed? Oh, love in paradise. We're planting a banana tree. in your giant dick. Loving paradise. It's the size of my arm. Fade it, Gary.
Exactly what I thought when I saw this. And they're like, yeah, so I'm just gonna put Liz's name where Lydia went. That has happened so many times, I bet. You go somewhere, think you're meeting a hot person, mm-hmm. you make plans to go somewhere else, and then you just take some other person.
Yeah.
At Sloppy Seconds Travel and Tours, y'all, that can be all yours.
This is Lip. This is Lip.
What?
Season 3, episode 10. We don't know what it's called. We got it a little.
Actually, oh, I do. Is it Mo Money, Mo Problems.
Oh, who's that about?
It has to be April.
Okay.
I think. Everton.
Everton
maybe.
And Jordan. Yeah.
Scott is a complete and utter creep.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's worse than Lydia.
Mom.
Imagine you've never seen her before, though.
No, but... what we know about
right.
her.
But this was shitty.
I think different. I still think Lydia is a pretty horrible person. In the context of how she treated Scott, he's way worse.
Yeah, that's what I kind of mean.
In their relationship.
Yeah. Maybe
really,
I'll,
you're talking about two different things.
Right. Maybe I'll drop a proposal. Let's just talk about him. Do we have any announcements?
Wow.
Happy, by the way, if you're listening to this on Monday,
yeah.
Happy Juneteenth, everybody.
Happy Juneteenth, everyone. I heard Galveston, a huge crowd this year. So
yeah,
that's
I bet.
Fantastic.
That's where it started.
Yeah. So anyway, if you don't know what Juneteenth is,
we have a post on our Facebook.
Yeah, we post on our Facebook page that one of our mods posted, or you can Google, or anyway, it's a national holiday now.
Yes.
So, anyway, which is great because then people go, wait, we're off for this day? What's that day? And then they look and they question and they hopefully learn what
hopefully
this is.
A lot of people Googled.
Yes, I hope so. Don't ask your uncle who doesn't know shit of what June. Just Google.
Good idea. He's like, something that should never been a holiday. That's what your Fox News uncle is going to say.
So, yeah, just Google it. So, let's see. We've got that. Oh, I was on, it's airing tomorrow, my episode with Damona Hoffman on Dates and Mates.
Great.
So you can check out that episode. She's the love expert on the Drew Barrymore show, and we become good friends. In fact, I'm going to her house tonight because we're doing a moon ritual that Channy talked about.
Of course you are.
I'm very excited. Anyway.
Did she figure out your love issues?
No. I'm not even ready to work on that.
It's going
to
take a long time.
Long time. But I do talk about some personal stuff in there. So for some of you nosy bitches, be sure to check it out. But
oh, yeah. Y'all were all... There you go. Listen to that podcast.
So, but no, it's a real... She's an expert. So she's actually not one of these people that says, I'm going to do... Like, I just saw somebody, an actor I like, and they just said the other day on Instagram, they're like, so I have a new podcast, you guys. It's actually the woman who's in Mandalorian, who I like. And she's like, I have a new podcast, and it's called Blah, Blah, Blah.
Oh, my God.
And it's just me having, you know, these great conversations I end up having with people in real life and having them on a microphone. And I went,
No.
If your podcast is called Blah, 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 then I'm going to swipe, swipe, swipe. Like, that's a terrible name.
I'm taken aback.
I am too.
By the arrogance of someone who names their podcast Blah, Blah, Blah and says, y'all should listen to me.
You know what I've been? I say this a lot on 90 Day, so I can tell it's like in my therapist.
Who is this bitch?
She's on Mandalorian. You don't watch that. She's great on The Mandalorian. She's amazing on The Mandalorian. I love her on that.
What's her name?
Katie something.
I knew that would do. I'd get that.
I knew the first name. Voorhees, maybe? No.
That's Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th.
Well, Katie Voorhees. There's a Voorhees. We had a Voorhees in Lone Grove.
Okay.
They always got confused with the Vertrees because the Vertrees, he was the one that was the hottest guy in class, and the Voorhees was not cute at all. So great. If you went on a date thinking it was a Voorhees and or Vertrees and it was a Voorhees, you're going to be disappointed.
Okay.
Anyway, the whole point of that is you waylaid
please
me.
Please get to the point.
I just wanted to say that I really have, maybe I'm a little curmudgeon-y about it, but I've just noticed lately, I look around, you probably are going to say, I already knew this, but so many people work really hard and so many other people are just trying the least.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, what's the bare minimum I can do and say I did something? And
most people have no work ethic at all.
I'm just like, sit down. I think a lot of people do have work ethic, though. But anyway, I'm just noticing that. But anyway, when I watched her, I went, you're doing the least.
Everyone else is terrible.
You said you're whatever. But I say that because Damona is a true expert. She's done this for years and years. Like, she really knows what she's talking
about.
It's
not blah, blah, blah.
It's not blah, blah, blah. It is dates and fucking mates, and she will read you for filth. She's great.
It's not even the point that maybe the conversations are good, but the intent behind it to name a podcast blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, I'm on a show that a lot of people love, so obviously, if you like me, you're going to care.
What's the point of view? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Like, Smartless, you immediately get the point of view of that show just in the title.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What's the point of view of our show? I think we used to have one.
Wow, that just kind of leveled me. Yeah,
boy.
I want to sit down and shut up. Yeah, that's why, again, a therapist and I are working on it judgmental. So I'm going to take my own judgment and just stuff it up my ass.
I think when we started to do this, the podcast when we decided to do this specific podcast, Reality Gaze, which was formerly 90 Day Gaze, we did have a certain point of view that we wanted to talk about. It was a point of view for both of our backgrounds. And
We did. I just shared a video of TV Tea Time the other day in the Facebook group. I don't know if you saw that.
I don't look at your shares.
Same. But I watched like a little bit of it, mainly of me talking. And you started talking a lot, and I just said, oh, sure.
I know.
I couldn't listen anymore. But we were set just like 6 years ago, and we were talking about, we decided to choose a new show because we were upset about Fire Island being shit. So our new show was that boy band show.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's when we chose the boy band show.
Wow.
And it was in your old house.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was nostalgic and then made me go, wow, and now I'm here. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right.
Very happy to be here. Any other announcements?
I think that's it.
I think that's it, everybody. I'll remind you, we're going to take the week off of July 4th, but we will be back in July. Like we've said, Love After Lockup is coming back. Love is Blind's not till September. That's announced.
Yeah.
But 90 Day UK is coming back.
90 Day UK, July 10th.
Toe
is coming back July 11th because there's just not enough 9-day programming.
And then Love After Lockup, we think, is July 14th.
July 17th.
Or 17th.
It is the 14th.
Something else is coming on the 17th, though.
Yes. I can't remember.
What
now.
Is it?
Below Deck.
Below Dick.
Badoo.
God.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, y'all.
It's a lot.
So, anyway.
Send prayers.
Send prayers. All right. A lot of people have been asking if you're going to get a 90-day when you go to Colombia over the break.
I'm not actively looking for a fiancé.
Hopefully. I think,
I'm not looking to get engaged on the trip.
Well, I think this could solve a lot of your problems. Because if you get with somebody like April and Valentine, you care, or Valentine.
Valentine.
Valentine, yes. April and Valentine, you could hopefully get with someone who's rich, who doesn't read English, and they won't know they're signed in a will and testament.
Oof.
That's been your problem. They all know English. This could be it, poodle.
That may be the loophole I've been looking for.
Get you a rich old man in Bogota and call it a day.
That's true. He'd probably be one of those rich old men who walks around in like an old suit.
Yeah.
Wears a derby hat.
And when he tries to get a translator to read it, you just put his finger in your ass. Forgets all about it.
We speak the same language now. He's just doing sign language in there.
Wow. Wow.
You need to go to the bathroom? Is that it?
It's ASSL.
son.
Okay.
So we're getting mani-pedis with Lydia and Nicole. It's been 2 days since the dramatic end came. And Lydia is kind of saying, I just don't understand why he even came. If he had a 29-year-old girlfriend, it's never going to work if he's used to 29-year-old women and he dates me, who is 50-something.
Again, for those of you who don't, you're so right in that if you're watching just this, you go, what a wonderful, calm, centered person Lydia is. She got really fucked over. Yeah. And she did.
Yeah.
I think that's what probably, she won't admit it. But Lydia got outplayed by this Scott guy and humiliated. Yeah. And she will never forgive
him
for
it. Well, she does say, I will rise stronger than before.
She does say that.
I really think, I would hope her, Kimbali, I forgot about Kimbali.
I love
being
Kimbali on Single Life.
On the Single Life.
I would love that. Whoa.
I think if they put Kimbali and Jamal on there too, it would be our first mother-daughter. Mother-son.
Well, and you know Soulja Boy has a new girlfriend now.
Yes. So
is she American?
British.
British.
I think.
He realized that maybe those laws might be a little easier. Okay, I'm going to say this about Soulja Boy. If he ends up getting on 90 Day UK, well fucking done. Well done.
You know those people who have a great work ethic? Soulja Boy's one of them.
That's the truth. he does not do the least. I will say that.
So, y'all, talking about S. Scott, he says, well, I got another week and a half here, so I'm going to make the best of it. I'm taking a big gamble for love, and I've fallen in it again, because my Colombian ex-girlfriend, Liz, is coming here now.
Next time I fall in love with a 29-year-old.
So, y'all, he was your garden variety sex tourist all along.
All along. Shocker.
We said that.
We did.
We thought he might be an empty nester at the
like you called it the first episode.
Life.
Yeah. And I was like, I wanted to give him the bit. But by the sec, even the, y'all, and I have terrible judgment with
him. I know. It's really bad.
But even with the second show, I went, oh, yeah, he's a garden variety sex tourist.
Yeah, he's just trolling, and then giving them money. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the deal, though.
This woman's gorgeous.
She's completely out of his league.
Yep, totally.
And when it's even weird when they see one another, first of all, Scott starts crying and honestly just like sniveling.
Yeah.
It's not attractive.
This reeks of desperation. Eau de desperation. And y'all, that smell.
Desperation, the new fragrance from Matt Sharp.
That smell makes me sick.
Love me.
I would have, Darcy wears it. I would have literally walked out of the cab if people just didn't cry like that. I'm like, get yourself together.
You know what? Darcy doesn't wear that. Scott does it. Darcy wears Manifest.
You're right.
If they don't make a cologne called Manifest, I would buy that shit in a second.
So the interesting thing is, she's like, he'd been reaching out for 2 years and to an old email. And I said, no, what happened was you found out he was going on a show. And you wanted to
That's
be
all
there.
This is. Yeah. You found out he was going on a show. She wanted, because she pulls, you know what she does? I wrote, oh, someone's pulling a little poodle in his 20s.
Yeah.
Because this whole, well, I closed out my email account. I didn't check it at all anymore.
Yeah.
And then she saw all these email messages. But here's if you listen to it. Then she said, and I read that he was dating someone else. And that's when Little Poodle reaches back out.
Hey, you still around?
Hey.
I think about you sometimes. Because, y'all, she just wants to be wanted. She's already got the ick seeing him sniveling, as you said before.
Did you see the way he kissed her?
Oh,
it was so gross.
It's so gross. I guarantee you.
He looks like a lion, like, trying to tear flesh from a, hyena,
but with no teeth.
Yeah, just kind of gumming it
like an
old lion,
like a lion slash, as some people have said, lion slash who from the Grinch Stole Christmas. People have called him a who.
Oh, he kind of has that look.
But he,
my shorts are short. Can you see my junk?
I don't. I'm not looking. I don't look for that reason.
Well, I don't want to. I don't want to give you the one.
She says, "I came to fight for him." Well, no, you came to see if he was still an old creeper, and he is.
You came to get a check from Matt Sharp because a producer reached out to you and said, "Hey, do you want a free trip from Columbia?" They're in the DR, right? Where are they?
They are in the DR.
Yeah. And she said, sure.
Well, the problem is, he's like, maybe I'm going to drop a proper proposal. And she's like, bleh. Stop. And y'all, he did this the whole time. She hated this because he is so awkward around women that this is what he's going to do. He's like, and the best thing, Liz about is everything I always wanted. She's 29 years old. She's really, really pretty. And she speaks English.
I learned that speaking English is really, it's really important. That maybe should be a bigger priority.
Fucking moron. God, I detest this guy.
His poor mother's watching this and going, you dumb
bitch. Have this feeling that we're going to see him again. I just... He
will be on The Single Life.
He just hits that
or
sweet
Caribbean
spot.
Or Caribbean Love Again.
Yes. He hits the sweet spot that Big Ed people like.
He does.
He hits that sweet spot that I am completely in revulsion for.
You know what the spot he hits, y'all? Because as we talked about, this show is watched by mainly women.
Yeah.
And the people that like Big Ed, we've noticed a lot,
their husbands
are men.
Like,
their husbands like them? Not your husbands, because straight sissies know better, y'all. Our sissies know better. But are more confident, I think, because straight men like to watch a straight man who makes them feel better about themselves.
Yep, they do.
And they look at Scott and they say, well, he's got all these muscles there. And then they go, wait a minute, this guy's pathetic, bro. And there's a part of them that enjoys that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Blech.
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 Anyway.
I don't think I have anything else.
She says, I have a lot of questions and trust issues. Or no, he says, I have a lot of questions and trust issues because I don't want another broken heart.
No.
I hope she destroys you.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart,
and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Let's go back to the beginning and talk about the couple I don't, most couple, the most likely couple I don't give a shit about. Jordan and Everton.
Okay, based off that intro you just said, I agree with you. I kind of don't care, but at the same time, I'm scared to say this because I think you're going to yell at me.
Why? You're going to be right.
Why am I starting to like Jordan more?
You're wrong. You're incorrect.
I don't know why, but I am.
No.
I think it's to see how, like, out of all these terrible people, she is the one who actually at least doesn't act like an entitled American around, you know, his family. And I really respect that.
You have something there in, I guess if you put her next to April or
April,
put her
Scott.
Put her next to Cow Patty.
Yeah.
I maybe I agree with you. I you know what it is? I find this story so scripted and sculpted.
It's so fraudacity. The whole thing's
fraudacity.
Yeah,
and so I think that's why I'm just kind of annoyed by it. What holds them together except property? Nothing. The stakes aren't high for me.
Yeah, I don't. There's nothing. They don't have problems.
Fucking eyelashes.
I hate her again. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I was going to say, the bitch please face that she is giving in the title card here. Because
yeah,
that's why I also see everything she's doing is extremely posed and extremely, Everton. It gets on my nerves. I feel like he's being pretty naturalistic about how they would film. And she just can't stop but like overact like community theater.
I guess if we compare it to like Johan and Miserable Bitch.
Yeah.
Which, y'all, they're going to be back on tow, by the way. Oh, we didn't talk about that. Who else is... Are they the only...
Kenny and Armando.
Kenny and Armando, and then those are the only recurring...
Yeah.
And
then a whole lot of cuckoo.
Whole lot of new... Kenny and Armando are upset. I don't like it.
Talking about having to, adopt
Armando leaving the room, and he can't... I don't want them to fight.
I think it's... Thank God they're not, like, pristine... antiseptic gaze anymore. I want to see more drama. I want to see Kenny bring him back a third. That's what I want to see.
No!
I want to see...
No, you want real gay drama.
Real gay drama. Because that'll be gay rights. That's gay rights.
Or they're bringing back a third, or your boyfriend told you he wasn't going to do coke anymore, and he went out to West Hollywood and did coke again and fucked a guy.
That's what I
want. That's gay problems.
It's like, boy, I kissed a boy, that show that Michelle from Bloody Day told me about. It. Of course, I had to find a way to torrent every single episode, and I've watched it.
I've heard it's very good.
It is, in a certain way, it is both a step forward and a step back. The show feels like it could have been aired in 2007.
Oh, wow.
But Danny Minogue is the host, and the licensing they use is like music that you hear. Like, they have like good licensing because it's the BBC. It's not like the shit that we hear.
Yeah.
Or like Selling Sunset music. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah. It's really good music. Like, when two guys kiss, Madonna's Hung Up is playing. I'm like, this takes me back.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's fully gay music.
If I had a dollar for every time my friend said, oh my God, my boyfriend got insert too drunk, insert did Molly, insert did ecstasy, and then he ended up fucking insert a guy, a group, a football team.
Yeah.
If I had a dollar for every time I'd gotten that call for one of my friends, I'd probably at least have $50.
Those are real gay problems.
Those are real gay problems. So that's we hope for real gay problems for Kenny and Armando.
They just come back. Kenny says, Armando, I brought in a friend. I'm trying to add to our relationship.
You sound like Gino a little bit.
A little. Well, Kenny does talk more. You know, Kenny more doesn't have here.
He's more there, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not annoying like Gino, but... anyway, Phil, that's, yeah, but I was going to say, if I'm comparing it to Miserable Bitch and Johan, I agree with you, it all feels like fraudacity, but I do feel like Jordan and Everton actually care about each other, and now, which is kind of wonderful to watch with Miserable Bitch and Johan, they're just getting to where they both just hate one another.
Yeah.
Or actually, she acted like she always hated him all along. She just,
I agree.
She just loved his.
She just stayed around.
Dick.
She just stayed around for the dong.
Yeah,
yeah. No, she loved controlling him.
So,
I want to say one thing. Everton, she's pissed he's going to get married still. And Everton says, "Well, you know what? I don't want to lose you. So, just tell me what I need to say.
Tell me what I need to say." I gotta start timing again.
Oh, sorry.
Which is the next time I'm in a relationship, please say that to me, significant other.
I need to start timing
again. I'll just tell you what you need to say.
So he did say, over the years, the relationship has been steady, but I don't think we're ready to get married. This is all reasonable to me.
Because they've been dating what? How long again?
12 years. But
it's been on and off, on. So I actually agree with him. Like,
to me, here's what 12 years I think this is. I think she goes down there every 4 to 5, 6 months, gets dick down. They have like 2 weeks. She and he forget about each other.
Yeah.
For 6 months.
Whatever.
And the relationship is probably open.
Yeah.
Or they don't talk about it, if that makes sense.
Sounds like a poodle relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the best of all possible worlds.
I think that's probably, though, what they do. I agree. And it's this... the best line of the show is when she said, I realize I thought we were engaged, but I never said it out loud.
I assumed we were back engaged, but I guess I should have said something.
I should say something about that. I was like, you think?
No, I will say this next section about when they're talking about they're going to get water for his mom and there's no running water. And she was the one who's like, I can't imagine. And you had said this, that you'd never seen any place without running water. Like a toilet.
Yeah, no, I never have.
And there's some if you're in outside of the city, there without a septic tank, there just doesn't happen.
Places in America that don't have running water. Yeah, that's what you're talking about. Like,
so
some by choice because they're camping and some that are not.
Yeah. And then she said, I have to do this for my mom because she would do it if I wouldn't. And I'm like, that's relatable. Because I can see Mother Poodle will be out there too with her trick knee.
She'd see everybody and she'd say, both my sons left me, so I'm doing it myself.
But it might take me a little bit of time, but I could do it.
Father Poodle could do it, but you don't want to hear him bitch about it.
I can't get him to do anything. At least he's leaving me alone.
You know what she'd do? She'd train Muffin to get the water. And then Muffin would tear her ACL, and she would be horrified.
Yeah.
By the way, because this we talked about on, I think, a paid show.
God, y'all, give everyone inundated with Muffin questions. It actually is annoying how much you all care about Muffin.
I love it. You don't need to message me about it, but continue to message
Food. She is my nemesis.
Give a Muffin update, because you're going home to Muffin, South Carolina on
Muffin
Thursday.
Muffin had a torn ACL, it turned out. I finally got all the details out of my mother. Because I got them out of my father first, and they were bad details, as always. She's got something wrong. Friend, she's got something wrong with her back tendon. And
he
didn't listen. In the crate. What?
He doesn't listen when your mom talks about Muffin.
Right. And then when I am talking to my father, I hear in the background my mother saying, "You need to tell him it's blah, blah, blah." just yesterday, I called my father for Father's Day, and I said, yeah, and he's talking about some land he's buying. He's like, you know, they own by like an old family. And mom's like, the Chastains. And my father goes, what? The Chastains. I told you that.
Aren't you excited to go home?
I am shocked that from the behavior that was modeled for me, that I can talk to anyone nice.
I agree. No, I mean, I mean that as a compliment to you. Like, you really, and your brother, like the fact you, both of you are sociable and don't just, I mean, you
scream
yell
at people.
You've done that for people that upset you.
Yes.
I mean, I've been with Poodle in Walmart when he just goes, well, I guess everybody's just going to stand in line and do nothing. And I just
That's
stand
when I
there.
Do go fool my mother.
That's when you go, you fool your mother. And I just go, and I walk away to another line.
Yeah.
But I would say, good for
I'm a
you.
Bitch that says something.
I think you are a testament. And for anybody out there listening, again, use our BetterHelp code. But you are a testament for you can overcome circumstances
yes.
of your parents and
you
grow.
Can, and you can, if you're aware of your problems, the next step is to try to change your behaviors.
Yeah.
And you can't, the great thing is, y'all, you can't change your family. You can't change your family. You can change how you react to them.
Yeah. We're both going to be with our mothers at the same time.
So what?
We're going to have a lot of, as your mom says, we're going to have a lot of material when we come back in July.
So anyway.
Muffin's okay now. That's what
yes.
I'm trying to help you.
She's
Muffin's
out of the crate. She's
out
fine.
Of the crate. She's running.
She's,
she'll be able to stare at you.
She will limp. She'll limp a little bit after she's run a long time.
I bet you when you show up, she'll act like she's more hurt to get more sympathy because she'll be pissed.
Probably. Yeah. Anyway, then Jordan says something at the end that I don't really quite understand. He needs to understand that the business that we have together and the relationship are connected.
When she said the first part, when I see that they're separate for him, that the business he's, I see now that he really is with what I see the way his mom's living, what he's got these expectations of the business and the relationship is separate. And I went, good for you, Jordan. But then when she said, he needs to see for me they're both one and the same. And I went, no,
you're
honey.
Never, that's
putting your shit on
that's
him.
That's putting your shit and making it so personal for him that he has no other option but to marry you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I don't see this going anywhere.
And speaking maybe, of going nowhere, let's talk about April
and Valentine.
And Valentine.
We're going back to the resort because I do not like Santo Domingo. He's like, I know.
He's like, I got it.
And you
I've
can,
gathered.
You can tell. She said, you can tell he already is so pissed at her. Like
yeah.
anything. And she's like, she even says she just wants the easy resort life in the Dominican Republic. And he's like, she's like, what do you want to do when we get there? I want to go to the beach. I'm not going to come to the DR and not go to the beach. She's like, yeah, I don't like it. I'm just, and she's like, I think he might be annoyed with me. What gave you the clue? The silences, the him saying, saying things like, sure, do whatever you want to do. And so you might think, anyway, boy, this woman's self-centered. And then she's like, was I really, is this about the bathroom? He's like, honestly, I was offended. And in his talking head, he's like, she was really disrespectful to my family, and I can't get past that.
Well, she was disrespectful, he felt like, the first time, and then the toilet, it's the second time. Yeah. Like, it's fooled me twice.
And that's when he says, there's more to the Dominican Republic than resorts. It's not like the U.S., but it's not so bad, and I wish she'd stop talking disrespectful about where I live.
When she said the first thing, like, when she said, I enjoyed you, but I'm ready to, but I didn't like it here, I went, why do you need to voice that?
No, it's,
why can't you say, I really enjoyed meeting your family, and I'm excited to go to Santo Domingo, full stop.
Well, that's where they're in Santo Domingo.
Or
in the resort.
I'm excited to go to the resort. Do you have to say anything disparaging about where he's from?
Because the way she lives her life, she thinks everyone needs to hear her input about something.
Yeah, I agree.
And anyway, so y'all, she says, lo siento. And he just goes, no problem. And you're like, well, that's not it. And she's like, okay, he's forgiven me.
You do see, like, you know, because I've talked before, like, a part of me felt for her because she really has full on, I think, an OCD.
No, it's
like,
mental illness.
Mental illness. But what is even, y'all, we've been with people that are entitled, all this kind of like entitled American, oh my God. But it's almost like,
no, this is another bad side of her.
But this made sense to me because I went, oh. Because remember I said, it's weird to me that she's a doctor or whatever she says she is.
She said she's a physician.
A physician. Yep. And she has the awareness of this, yet doesn't seem to be doing anything to fix it. And I went, oh, because you don't want it. Now I get it. You don't want to fix it because it enables you to use that as a weapon and an excuse to not do what you want. So that's where I'm like, wow, that's even worse that like almost Big Ed doesn't know, or she knows that she has this thing that is a mental illness or whatever.
But she's also classist as fuck.
But she's also purposely like, just say the headstrong of, well, I'm not going to change it.
Yep.
Because I know better.
It's gross.
And what happens in the rest of this episode gives her the kind of emotional fortitude to act kind of like how she's wanted to the whole time.
Yeah.
And so, y'all, they get to the resort. He needs to go by his uncle's and to feed some dogs. He's not responding to texts. And she's like, I feel completely abandoned, even though she's at a really nice resort. Now.
Yeah, when she's sitting, it was really hard to sympathize with her when she's like in a beautiful bikini with a beat face sitting by this gorgeous infinity pool. I went, sad.
Such a terrible person.
She's pretty gross. She's pretty gross.
I've been on that bandwagon. Anyway, so she's like, I'm getting work done because I have a business here. Forget about that. Which all feels extremely tax sheltery to me. It all feels like I can do this and get cheap labor.
Well, the fact that it's too, she's like, it's a luxury car rental for people like me that like to travel in style.
I had some bile come up.
Go, your inadequacy of how you're perceived in the world
is
obscene. Nauseating.
So, she says, and then I'm working with Mike, who's my ex. And I went, whoa. We dated 2 years ago, 10 years ago, and I'm like, it's your first lip, you, me, and my ex crossover. That's what they could have made
this. That's
what
they've done. And also, it felt a little bit like marrying millions, because this guy is not in her league at all.
You mean, is he look-wise, attractive-wise?
Like, he seemed very nice. Actually, I thought he was attractive, but his age... He is way older than her.
He is probably late 40s.
Unless she's had a lot of work or her face is frozen. I feel like
she's mid-30s.
She is?
She's mid-30s.
Well, I guess not. Well, I guess that's her. I guess she just doesn't. Because to me, he looked 10 or 15 years older than her.
I think she's probably 10 years older. He's at least 10 years older than her.
I just thought, sugar daddy, he had money and you used him up.
That's what it felt like.
Because the fact that you're even now going to your ex-boyfriend and asking your ex-boyfriend to take you to your current boyfriend's house to spy on him.
Yeah. Manipulative.
Is some bullshit.
Yeah. I think she cemented everything that she's definitely the worst person on this season.
Yeah.
So Mike asks about Valentin, and he's like, well, she hasn't slept at the hotel since he's gotten here. And so let's roll up on him, because that always works.
I love so rolling up on somebody.
She's got his location. He sent her the location, and they are, and he says, she's on the way, and he's like, sends him his location. So she goes out already ready to tear him a new one. And
ooh, don't tease me.
He's like, hey. And then she's like, where have you been? And he's like, well, I've been watching those dogs and seeing some friends. And then she basically, she's like, what do you want? Well, I want to spend some time with you while, you know, we're down here. I'm on vacation and I want to spend some time with you. And
we find out that he hasn't slept with her or slept the stayed the night with her in like 3 days.
Yeah. He's sick of her shit.
He's done.
Yeah. And the way she handled herself at the barbecue, I think, is I don't think he can get over it.
Yeah.
And he said, honestly, you're always throwing things at my face. This is when these are things, y'all, he's always wanted to say. You're always throwing things in my face like your success. Like when she says, I don't like this. I want to go to a nice place. Mm-hmm. So no wonder he feels like shit.
Yeah.
And Valentin says, when they do his talking head, when I got to the hotel, things changed. The person that I met at the resort is not the person I know now.
Yeah.
Because she was fun vacation April. She was trying to not let her OCD.
Total lip. This is what always happens to at least one or two couples on lip. Yep. The vacation ends, and now we have to talk about groceries, and life is boring.
Yeah. And then he says, I'm a man, I'm an adult, and this is this machismo that comes out and saying, you can't control me. Women don't control me in this way. And then, I'm not interested in any of your money.
Well, hold on, let's back up. He said that because she brings up money.
Right.
She brings up money.
What about all the money I spent on you?
I sent you? And he responded, I'm not interested in your money. I'll pay you, I'll give you the money back. And she responds right back and says, I can't believe you said that. This isn't about money. And I went, bitch, you brought it up.
You just brought it up. Well, no,
threw it in his face and wanted him to be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I need your money. I need you.
She wanted that. That was a tactic for him to say, I'm sorry.
Because guess who actually has the power? She, I think, probably thinks that I'm an American, I'm a doctor, I'm an attorney, yeah. I'm all this shit. I have all the power relationship. No. We know this from lip. Unless you're Oprah fucking Winfrey or somebody coming from America, dating a fuckboy.
Yeah.
When you're a hot fuckboy that works at a resort, you have a pick of any woman you want.
That's true.
He could get another April by the
next. Get a sugar
mama.
He
might already even have another April. It's not work. This is what Jessica is so scared about with Juan Hanks.
Yeah. Now, do you think when he says basically how much Dominicans work much harder than the gringos, and that's when she went, what the fuck is a gringo? Really? You're learning Spanish and you don't know what a gringo is?
I was surprised she didn't know that.
I really don't know if she's been learning Spanish anymore.
It's probably a lie.
And she's like, you're a gringa. And that's when she said, bye-bye. He's an idiot. And then, y'all, what we see is she turns it off. So any bit of vulnerability she ever showed now goes immediately because she can't be hurt. So mm-hmm. She has to be angry.
And as he says, she has no manners.
Put her on the burn pile.
She'll be back.
Toss her. Time for Pop, Pop, and Anna.
Pop, Pop, and Anna.
Pop, Pop still rubbing his hip. That bursitis is rough.
Is this Fraudacity?
I thought this was Fraudacity since we've seen it.
I mean, it's just...
It's a romantic dinner, and we don't know how things are going to be yet.
I'm bored by them now.
Me too. This has been a quite lackluster season for Lip.
I mean, I hope next week when we see her giving him a massage that he tries to have sex and then falls asleep because his arthritis pill kicked in.
the false teeth fall out of his mouth.
Yeah, that's what we hope.
So she comes in his gorgeous pink dress. He's like, so how are you feeling? She's like, very upset because if I have to wait 2 years, are you going to wait for me? I went, what? Him? You're worried about him?
I wrote, well played.
And then I went, well played. That's when I went, oh, that's a tactic. Yeah. I did not see this coming. And then Matthew says, oh, no, nothing compares to you. You're my home. Nothing compares. Nothing compares to you.
It's squeaky.
It was supposed to be that. That's the way Sinead Connor sings it. Sinead
Was it
O'Connor.
Pretty?
Thank you, critic.
Oh!
Just next time. Maybe next time, every time you sing, I'll offer a criticism. Who knows? Anyway. Now we're just speaking. Wow. I'm just going to keep going.
Keep going.
They pinky swear, and it's as simple as that.
Because nothing makes sure you're not going to cheat on each other.
Like a pinky swear.
A pinky swear.
Don't cough in the microphone. And she says, well, you know, 2 years is a long time.
Sorry.
There's COVID. A comet may fall.
Who knows? The world could end.
And then she says, I just hope I'm not wasting my time. And I find I have this storyline is they're not third string for me.
They're fourth, fifth.
Fourth.
Agreed.
Yeah.
They're like 90 Day Diaries level.
Yeah.
Like you filmed it all on your phone. Remember that?
Yes.
When you just went, God, they're just feeding us shit and we're just eating it.
Cow Patty and Juan.
Oh, God. Oh, God, you're leaving the house. Oh, so worried. Wilson, Wilson, I guess you'll keep me company. Ah.
By the way, it wasn't Tom Hanks, everybody. That was me, just so you weren't confused.
Yeah.
Juan Hanks and Jessica.
She's leaving, and however... Well, let's lower the stakes that Jessica says, because I'm going to see him in 2 months anyway.
It's not really that goodbye anyway.
just in case we're sending, just in case we're going to, oh, she's leaving. No, I'm going to see you in 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months.
Because evidently, I guess.
You're right. What? Just lie to us and tell us it's you're not going to see each other until he comes over.
Anyway, he tells the boys, I can't wait to be with you and live with you in Wyoming and smell shit constantly.
Boy.
And live with the baby. And there's a family hug and they say, bye, paradise. I guess even the little boys are like, this is what it's like not to have my nose filled with without cow dung.
Is that why Dawson was crying? Not because he missed Juan Hanks, but because didn't want to smell cows. I want to say this, though. Dawson does cry. This kid that whined and bitched about this whole trip the whole time, and he cried at the end now that they're leaving.
Yeah,
I went,
same old story.
Wait a minute. Does Dawson need a wishing well? Where he can just go and just...
No, little poodle wouldn't show you crying because you hadn't earned it yet.
Whoa.
You would cry in the wishing well.
That's so sweet and sad.
You need to earn crying from little poodle.
I really want you to have a well one day.
I deserve it.
You really do.
I needed it.
Get yourself a house in Los Feliz or Echo Park where you can
have
find
a well.
Guys that don't have BO or guys that have BO could have sex with you and then they could leave. You could sit by your well.
And then I could push men into them.
Yes.
When I was done with them. That last step's a doozy.
Bloosh.
Just put a bunch of lye down in there so the smell won't bother you.
Wow. And then you can play some music from Twice on This Island.
This island again?
This island again.
She has a shirt on that says "Mom to the Third Power," and I want to rip it off. It's like Lauren from Lexi and Lauren saying three under three, hashtagging it every single fucking time. God, it's exhausting.
Well, that's her hashtag. She makes. She's got to work
tens of dollars
because 90 Day didn't pay him shit. I respect the hustle.
I guess. Anyway, and she's like crying, and at one point he says, "Don't cry because of your lashes. They're very expensive." Juan Hanks is extremely practical.
I like
he's
Juan
got
Hanks.
He's got his condos he's building. He needs that cruise ship. He knows he needs to go on these excursions with these like girls from Kentucky and fuck them so they'll get a big tip. It makes perfect sense.
I need to go on a cruise and find my Juan Hanks. I want to go on that mermaid cruise and mer people.
I'd put you on that. I'm not going with you because I have a feeling that it'd be too much mermaid.
I think I would be there for like a day and a half, and then I would need a helicopter to come get me and take me back to land.
I think knowing one mermaid is enough, but being around a lot of those people, because the majority seems like are cosplayers.
So would it be like going to a Renaissance fair like for a week?
Yeah. And I have a feeling a lot of people who are mermaid cosplayers needed to run away from something. needed to create a new reality for themselves.
I've never been around. I've never even been to a Ren Fair before. Have you?
I've been a long time ago.
I've heard the one in California is great.
Yeah.
I bet they have mermaids there.
I didn't dress up.
But then they told me that everybody just dresses up as whatever at the Ren Fair. And I went, what?
Yeah, you'd be whoever
like,
you want to be.
People dressed up in Harry Potter. And I went, no.
And I'm not saying
medieval cosplay.
I'm not saying cosplay is bad. I'm just saying a lot of it makes me slightly uncomfortable.
If you ever did dress up in cosplay, I'm going to regret asking this, but it's too late. What kind of cosplay would you dress
up in?
Well,
I do cosplay... Technically, cosplay every time I piano cat. I'm inhabiting a character.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sometimes it's naughty nurse. Putting
a stethoscope up your ass does not make you a nurse.
You know what? I'm believable enough for some.
Although some have heard a heartbeat in there.
Fuck me. Fuck me. Buck me.
And with that, that's all I have.
I don't even want to end the show because I'm annoyed with these people. So, y'all, we're going to end it this week with...
Fuck me. Boom, boom, me. Boom, boom, me.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.